Me'ilah, Chapter 6, Mishnahs 3 and 4. Mishnah 3 begins. Nasan lo pruta. So the householder by accident gives his agent a pruta of money that belongs to the temple. Va'amar lo, and he says to him, Haveli b'chetzi neros v'chetzi psilos. Bring me lamps for half of the pruta and bring me wicks for half of it. V'halach v'hevi lo b'chul psilos. And the agent went and brought him wicks for the entire pruta. Or he brought him lambs for the entire pruta. Or he said to his agent, bring me lambs for the entire pruta. Or wicks for the entire pruta. And the agent sort of messes up and brings lambs for half the pruta and wicks for half of it. Shnehem lo malo. In both these cases, neither two have committed meal. That is because the householder asked him to spend a pruta on something, and the agent did half of what he was supposed to do, and that half, basically, that half of pruta gets charged to the householder because that's what he was supposed to do, and the other half of pruta, what he did wrong when he brought him wicks when he shouldn't have, or brought him lamps when he shouldn't have, gets charged to him. And therefore, neither one of them have actually misappropriated or misused a pruta worth of hektesh stuff. Now this Mishnah, similar to the ones we've learned previously, is dealing with a householder who's not just a regular person, but happens to be the temple treasurer, because he has custody of hektesh funds. If he was not the treasurer, who's just a regular householder who happened to have funds that belong to the hektesh, then the householder would commit milah as soon as he lifted the pruta. Only because he's the temple treasurer, when he lifts the actual pruta of hektesh, he does not commit milah. This is a special case for the temple treasurer asking his agent to buy stuff for him by accident with money that belongs to the temple. The Mishnah continues, Aval im amrlo. So if the temple treasurer says to his agent, Haveli v'chetzi neros mimakom ploni, bring me lamps worth half of pruta from one place, v'chetzi petilos mimakom ploni, and bring me half of pruta's worth of wicks from another place, and he accidentally gives him money from the temple, v'halach v'hevi lo neros mibes psilos. And the agent totally messes up in this case. He goes and buys candles in the place he was supposed to get wicks from. Upsilos mibes neros. And he gets wicks from the place he was supposed to get candles from. Hashaliach mal. In that case, the messenger will have to deal with the mi'ilah, has to deal with the fact that he is the one who's committed mi'ilah, because in that case, the entire pruta was misspent by him. In other words, because in no sense did he do what his boss had asked him, and therefore all the blame goes on him. Mishnah 4. Nasan lo shte pruto. So the householder gives his agent two prutos by accident of money that belongs to the temple. V'amar lo, and he said to him, Lech v'hevi li esrog. Go and buy me an esrog. So what does the agent do? V'halach v'hevi lo ba'achas esrog. And turns out that he's able to get a cheaper esrog that only costs one pruto. And he ba'achas, and with the other pruto, he buys him a rimon. He gets him a pomegranate. So what's that? What happens here? In this case, Shneem Malu, both of them have committed Mila, because for one pruta worth, he did exactly what his boss wanted. He got him one pruta worth of esrog. So the householder, the boss, gets Mila for that. And for the second pruta, he spent what he wanted, which is not what his boss asked him to do. So he gets Mila on the second pruta when he bought the pomegranate. Rabbi Yehuda says, Balabayat lo mal. Nope, the householder is not committed to Mila. Why? Because he can claim, he can tell the agent, Esro gadol ha'yisi mevakesh, eveso li katan v'ra. I did not ask you to spend one pruta. I wanted you to spend two, and I wanted you to get me a big esrog, a superior esrog, and you brought me this small inferior one. So even though you did technically get me the fruit I wanted, you didn't do it in the way I wanted, therefore you did nothing of my command, and therefore you should be totally responsible for mi'ilah. Next case, nasan lo dinar zahav. If the householder unwittingly gave his agent a golden dinar of money belonging to the temple, but amar lo, and he said to him, Leich v'aveli chaluk, go bring me a shirt for this money. V'halach v'hevi lo v'shlosha chaluk u'v'shlosha talus. And the agent went and brought him a shirt for three salayim, which is equal to half a golden dinar, and a cloak for the other three salayim. So in the sense that he did what he wanted, but he got it cheaper, but it was worth more than a pruta, and therefore, some extent, he did what the agent wanted, he did what the householder wanted, and the householder should have mila, and he then himself used more than a pruta to buy something else, and he will get mila for that, because he was not asked to do that. So therefore, the Mishnah says, shnei amal, both of them have committed mila. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, balabayla, mal, nope, the householder has not committed mila. Shu'amarlo, because he can tell his agent, Chalukadu Hayisi Mevakesh, I would have preferred a large, excellent shirt. Had you saved money because you bought me a small one, and therefore, technically, from my perspective, you have not done any of my agency, and therefore, I have nothing to do with this purchase, and therefore, I should not be susceptible to Mila misappropriation, because really, you did everything on your own without asking me. That's the end of Mishnah 4.